Tax filing season officially opens today. This as the IRS is already dealing with a backlog of millions of returns because of staff shortages. Here with some tips to get through a third season of taxes in this pandemic is our friend Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and the host of Jill on Money. Okay, Jill, let's get to it. For families that received child tax credit money in 2021, what should they keep in mind when they file?
First of all, I know a lot of people are confused about this, and you are not alone. So here's the biggest aspect of this that you need to take into account. First of all, a number of you got the child tax credit in six installments last year, but that was only half of the money. To get the other half of the money, to claim that, you actually have to file this on your tax return. Now, the IRS has sent out letter 6419. Actually, they did it through the snail mail, so you got to check that out. But if you want, go to IRS.gov, the Child Tax Care Update Portal, and you may even find that if you didn't get any advance payments last year, you may get a lump sum by claiming the child tax credit when you file this year. So that's your child tax credit boot camp right there.
Yeah, okay. Complicated. Keep that all in mind. What about those who got stimulus payments, aka economic impact payments?
Well, those aren't taxable, so that's great. But if you didn't receive a payment, you have to file for what's called the recovery rebate credit on your tax return. Good old line 30 on form 1040. Mm. You'll also probably get a separate letter from the IRS about that as well. So just, you know, keep an eye on that. But again, very important that, you know, honestly, economic stimulus dollars, they were great. They're not taxable.
Okay. Okay. We are, of course, still seeing ups and downs with unemployment. If someone was out of work last year and received unemployment, what do they need to know about the tax filing and whether there's a tax break in 2021?
Yeah, this one's a little tricky because last year, because of the American Rescue Plan Act, you got a waiver. So you did not have to pay federal tax on up to $10,200 of unemployment benefits. But we have not seen Congress pass a law offering a similar break this year. So if you did not withhold taxes from your unemployment payments, you might owe money or maybe just get a smaller refund this tax season. You're looking for Form 1099-G, and that's going to tell you what you got. And you also have to check your state. Most states actually do levy taxes on unemployment benefits, but check with your state because a handful, about 10, 15, don't actually do that.
All right. And finally, the IRS. We've been hearing for weeks the IRS is underfunded and understaffed. What are we about to get ourselves into here?
A lot of confusion. The IRS has seen budget cuts where they've had a staff reduction of about 17% over the last dozen years. And they say that's amid a 19% increase in workload. Call volumes tripled last year. They were only able to answer 11% of those calls. Hold times, 23 minutes. Let me tell you something. Spend 23 minutes on the IRS.gov website.
Wow.
I bet you will find a lot more information. So the agency cannot help you in the way that you would like to be helped. I'm sorry about that.
Okay, super quick. Might we see delays then getting refunds?
Oh, definitely. There's no doubt. Now, the best way to get that refund is you file electronically, use direct deposit, make sure those child tax credit and stimulus numbers match the IRS notices. If you need human eyes or hands on your file, you will be delayed.
All right. Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and the host of Jill on Money. Jill, thank you.
Great to be with you.